Hello. Nice to meet you. I think it's my first time to meet you almost everyone. Yeah.
Most.
Okay. Nice to meet you. I'm Daigo Sato, a certified tax accountant in Japan. I work for PricewaterhouseCoopers for 30 years. And I left PwC and start to...
Sato-san, sorry, you need to hold it close
to
you.
Yeah. Private accounting tax firm. So today I will introduce some tax explanation for individual investor today. And later I will explain for gift and inheritance tax from the next session today. Yeah. So now I will provide some, income tax explanation to you. Yes. Sorry. Yes, before starting talking about the investment income, I would like to introduce some tax residence rule for you. Yes, as you may know, there are two categories for tax residence. First, one is resident taxpayer, and the other is non-resident taxpayer. Can I ask you some question? Do you live in Japan? No? Okay. Other people living outside Japan? Outside Japan, okay. For the people living in Japan, have you lived in Japan for more than 5 years? Oh, 5 years. I see. If you lived in Japan for 5 years, you are categorized in a permanent resident taxpayer, unfortunately. If so, you need to pay tax in Japan for worldwide income. Yeah. And the people who live in Japan, but less than 5 years, these people are categorized in non-permanent resident taxpayer. These people need to pay tax for Japan domestic income and foreign source income, limited to Japan. Yeah. And the rest of people who living in Japan, who does not live in Japan, is categorized non-resident taxpayer. These people need to pay tax for Japan domestic income. So this tax residence rule and taxable income is very important. So yeah, if you don't know your status, please check it or please consult to your tax accountant. And and key point is that income from your real property in Japan, it is subject to Japan tax regardless of your tax residency, because rental income and capital gain from the real property in Japan is Japan domestic income. So everybody need to file tax return and pay tax if you have any real estate in Japan. Okay? Yes. From the this slide, I will introduce some scheme for rental income. Yes. Rental income. Yeah, it includes income derived from leasing of land, building, property rights on real estate. And key money contract renewal fee are also classified as a real estate income. I think how to calculate income is similar with the tax rule outside Japan. Total earnings minus necessary expense is a taxable income for rental property. Yeah. And the key point is what are necessary expenses? Yeah. Necessary expense are those that are directly necessary to obtain rental income, yeah, and can be clearly separated from household expenses. The following is an example of the necessary expense, fixed asset tax, and I think the next one, depreciation expense, is the biggest expense for rental income, I think. And of course, repair cleaning cost is should be the necessary expense. Property insurance and loan interest is also a necessary expense. Yep. And yeah, this in this slide, I will explain about the expense when you purchase the property. Yep. Yeah. Acquisition cost is includes the purchase price and some cost. I think you when you purchase a property, you need to pay these items. Agent commission in Japan, most agent charges 3%. And registration license tax, real estate acquisition tax, and stamp duty. In Japan, you need to register your land and building legally, so you need to ask a judicial scrivener. And of course, if you have a pre-owned real estate, you need to offset the fixed asset tax between you and the seller. Yep. This item can be an acquisition cost, but only three items, registration license tax, real estate acquisition tax, and judicial scrivener fee, it has an option to expense the year you purchase a property. So if you would like to save the tax for the past year, I think I would recommend you to expense. Yep. But if you don't have enough income for the year, I recommend you to treat this cost as an acquisition cost because the past year I have no income. Yeah. So I think acquisition cost is very big cost, so I think you need to consider this treatment in advance to before purchasing the property. Yeah, sorry. Yep, as I told you, the biggest necessary expense is the depreciation expense. So in this slide, I would like to explain the how to calculate the depreciation expense. Yep. There are statutory useful life in Japan for building made of wood, and if you use for residential use, the statutory useful life is 22 years for the brand new building. And building made of RC is residential for use. This useful life is very long, 47 years. Yep. And this 22 and 47 years, it is a useful life for brand new building. So if you purchase the pre-owned property or IKEA, I think they are already passed some time after the constructed. Yeah, in this case, the special rule, simplified method, will be applied for this useful life. Yeah, if you purchase a building older than its statutory useful life, so for example, you purchase a building with made of wood and it constructed in 2000. If so, already it passed 24 years. So in this case, the useful for life for this property is just 4 years, calculated by 22 years by 20%. So if so, you can expense the building part of the purchase price can be expensed in only in 4 years. So you can expense very earlier. Yep. And if you in the next case, if you purchase a property, but it does not pass the useful statutory use life, in this case, there is a calculation. Statutory useful life minus number of elapsed years plus number of elapsed years by 20%. Yeah, sorry, I forgot. I have two case studies. So first case study, I only explained to you. Yeah. In this case, if you purchase a building with old built in 1994, in this case, useful life is calculated as 4 years. And number two, if you purchase a building with RC built in 1985, it's my year of my birth year. Yeah, in this case, useful life will be is calculated as 15 years. So the key point: the older the pre-owned property you acquire, the faster you can expand acquisition costs. So, for some people have a very big salary in Japan, they usually purchase the old building to get the expense, depreciation expense. And rental, if you have a rental loss, you can offset this loss with the salary income. So for almost for many Japanese people, use this scheme to manage their tax. This slide, aggregation of profit and loss. So I told you in the previous page, if there is a loss in rental income, it can be deducted from other income. So you can offset with salary income in general. But there is an exception for two cases. If you have a loss from real estate, primarily for the purpose of hobby, entertainment, recreation. If in Japanese, if you have a real estate as a vacation home, beso, if so, you cannot offset this loss against the other income. Yep. And there is one more exception for interest on debt to acquire land. It should be a necessary expense, but the loss from this expense cannot be offset. So key point, if you manage your tax, I think you have a good chance to save the tax by getting the oldest home, and get the big depreciation expense, this slide is just for non-resident landlord. So I hear somebody who does not live in Japan. If a non-resident taxpayer rents your property in Japan, the tenants need to withhold 20.42% when paying the rent to landlord. This is a special rule for non-resident landlord, but if tenant rents the property for own residential use, in this case, withholding tax is not necessary. Yep. So, so if you are non-resident, please note it. This is very important for you for your tax calculation. Yes. Yeah, this is an individual income tax rate. Regardless of your tax residency, your rental income is calculated with this table. If your rental income is not over 1 million, almost 1 million, tax rate will be applied 5%. And the income tax should be higher if your income is bigger. And please note, if you are resident of Japan, you need to pay local tax for 10% of your income. So local tax is only a Japan resident need to pay the local tax for 10% of the rental income. In the next slide, I will explain the capital gain from the investment investment in Japan. Capital gain from sale of real property taxed separately from other source income. So the tax rate is flat tax rate will be applied for your capital gain. There are two types of tax rate, 20% and 39%. For the property, you held it over 5 years. If so, the capital gain from this property is categorized as a long-term capital gain, and tax rate of 20% will be applied. And so, 5 years, it is very important. You need to judge as of 1st January of the year when the transfer was made. If as of 1st January, you hold it more than 5 years, 20%, this tax rate will be applied. But if you sell the property held for 5 years or less, it is categorized as short-term capital gain. And tax rate is very high. 39% tax rate will be applied for your capital gain income. So in Japan, it's very important you hold 5 years or not. Yes. And there are some special rules for non-resident landlord, similar with the rental income. For non-resident individual, if you sold the property, the buyer need to pay some withhold tax. So please keep it if you are a non-legend individual. Yes. And as I explained in the past slide, the capital gain from the Japan property, it should be the Japan domestic income. So, yeah, so everybody who sells a property in Japan need to file the tax return and pay the tax in Japan. Yeah. And from this slide, I'd like to explain some case study. Yes. This is the first case is Sakura Shinmachi, Setagaya. Sakura Shinmachi is a famous place with Sazae-san. Do you know Sazae-san? Yeah, you know? Yeah, Sazae-san is very famous anime in Japan, and Sazae-san's family have lived in Sakura Shinmachi. Yeah, sorry. So I choose this area as first example. Yes, this detached house price is almost 1,500,000 yen. It means $1 million. Yeah, $1 million. Yeah. Ownership type is ownership. And completion date is August 2018. Layout is 3-bedroom. Floor size is 96 meter. Gross land size is 115 square meter. Yeah. Structure is wood. Wood, 2 floor above. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I saw this is already renting out as an investment property. The monthly rent is 360,036 yen, and gross revenue is about 4 million Japanese yen. Yep. And in this case, necessary expense. The biggest expense is a depreciation expense. Yep. This property's purchase price is like that, like $1 million. But it's the price of building and land. And in Japan, almost is for land. Building price is, I think, almost 1,100,000 yen. Like $7 million, yeah. And depreciation period should be calculate the formula I explained today before. In this case, 70 years. So in this case, just depreciation expense is just 65,000 yen. It's like how much in dara? Yeah, 4,000 or $5,000. Yeah, and other expense estimated expense ratio to gross revenue is 50%. So other expense I assume I calculate 64,800 yen is like is almost same with the necessary expense. And loan interest rate, I set 2% for this building. So if so, in this case, net income is calculating that only 25,000 yen in Japanese yen. In Japanese, in dara, I think only 100 or 200 dara, yeah, for annual, yeah. So I think if this amount is less than the basic exemption, so you don't need to file tax return, and also you don't need to pay tax. Yeah, but if you are non-resident, and if withhold tax is applied, the tenant need to pay the withhold tax. So if so, you need to file the tax return to get the refund for the withhold tax. Yeah. So if you are a resident in Japan, I think you don't need to file a tax return in this case. Yeah. The second one is Kamata Otaku. It's an investment to a whole building apartment. Yeah. This property's price is about 5 billion in US dollar, I think 3.5 million dollar. Yeah. Ownership type is ownership. Completion date is 2024. Layout, 5 studio, 1 studio plus S, and 8 one-bedrooms. Floor size is 446 square meter. Gross land size is 148 square meter. Structure is RC, 5 floor above. Yep. This monthly rate is, yep, I think it is rent if you can rent all rooms. Yeah. Monthly rent is almost $1 million. $10,000. Gross revenue is almost 2,000,000 yen. It means $130,000. Yeah. And I would like to introduce the depreciation expense. In this case, estimated building value is almost $1 million. Yep, depreciation period is 47 years. The depreciation period for brand new building is applied in this case. And depreciation expense is almost 300,000 yen. Yeah, like, yeah, 300,000 yen. So, and other expense, I said 50% for this case as well. If so, other expense is almost 300,000 yen. Yep. And I said 2% for loan interest rate. If so, loan interest expense is almost 1,000,000 yen, 10 million Japanese yen. Yep. In this case, net income is almost 3 million Japanese yen. And if you can buy with a loan, if so, the net income jumped up to almost 13 million Japanese yen. Yeah. In this case, I think everybody need to file tax return and pay the tax due through the tax return. Yeah. Yes. Sorry. I just prepared for two cases today. Yeah.
We've got a lot of questions. Yeah. See, the hands are going up already. The streamers have some questions too. So don't worry about the presentation being short. I'm sure you'll be with us for a good few minutes longer. And he's also going to be on the fourth floor after the next break with individual case studies and analysis, so help yourself.
Sato-san, may I ask,
yep,
how much would it be to set up a local corporation, and what would be the annual cost?
Local corporation, like a Godo
local guy, Japanese.
In Japan?
Local Japanese corporation to be the holding vehicle of the property. How much to set it up, and what would be the annual cost?
I see. There is two type of corporation in Japan. As you may know, the most famous one is Kabushiki Gaisha. Second one is Godo Gaisha. I think 2/3 people choose Kabushiki Gaisha. 1/3 investor choose Godo Gaisha. And I think you need to ask the judicial scribe to accept the God of this gaisha. But average cost for kabushiki gaisha is 300,000 yen, including some legal cost, 30 万円. Yeah. And Godo gaisha is like a LLC in the U.S. The average cost is, I think, 150,000 yen, 15 万円. Yeah.Including the legal cost.
That's the one that's like an LLC.
Yeah, Godo Gaisha is
the one that's like an LLC, mm-hmm. and you said 150,000 yen.
150,000.
Best to assume between 200,000 to 300,000 yen for any corporate structure set up, and the similar amount in annual bookkeeping and accounting.
And yeah, I think the setup cost is like that, but. If you ask the tax accountant to keep bookkeeping annual tax return, it depends on the accountant you will ask. But I think from 300,000 yen, I think it's the cheapest. 300,000 yen. I think, but you may find the accountant more cheaper. And average is 500,000 yen to 1 million yen per year. Yeah. And corporate need to pay local tax. The minimum local tax is 70,000 yen. It is the minimum cost for the corporation in Japan.
Yep, next. I saw more hands. Yes.
So I know that Japan and the United States has like a tax treaty for double taxation. But what I've been told is that if you make over 120,000 USD or 18 million yen, that you will start getting double taxed again.
Double tax between rental income or...With
any kind of property investment income in Japan for a U.S. citizen making beyond 18 million. I've personally never heard of double tax being a thing, but I don't know.
As you told, there is a double tax treaty between Japan and the U.S., and you can apply this scheme if you are a non-resident of Japan. Yeah.And, but for rental income, it is Japan domestic income. The power of taxation remains in Japan. Yeah. I think there are some special rate for limit the tax rate in Japan. Yeah. But I think if you apply the lower rate sometimes applied, but you need to pay the tax calculated with this tax rate. And it is depending on the income you earn. So, if you have time, I will check on
it. It could be that they were referring to the fact that the U.S. tax brackets go up higher and faster. So maybe at that price level, you're paying in the difference, not really double, but maybe you have to pay the same amount to make up for the difference as you've already paid in Japan. So conceptually, you would be paying double, but it's not officially double. It's just the tax difference between Japan and the U.S. They need to tax you for the difference.
Okay.
Yep, I'll get the mic.
And then to here, sorry.
Hello, Emily-san.
Thank you so much. I do have a question about the depreciation, the genka shokyaku. Is it an option to not depreciate? So I know often we do the depreciation, but sometimes times if someone says, look, I don't want to depreciate the building. So I buy it now at, you know, Ichiyoku, and I don't put depreciation every month. When I sell it, the base price is still Ichiyoku. Is that an option?
It is depend on you invest under your name individually or invest under your company. If company can choose to take the depreciation or not. But for individual, I think there is no option. Yeah. So you need to calculate the expansion, depreciation expense every year. Yeah.
Hello. So if your only income in Japan is rental income, is there a minimum amount of income they need to make in order to file a tax return?
Yes. There is a personal basic exemption for everybody. The amount is now is 48 man yen, 480,000 yen. So if your annual income is less than this basic exemption, you don't need to file and don't need to pay tax. Yes. And I think if you live in Japan, there are many other exemptions. So if your total annual income is less than the total of your exemption, you don't need to file. Yeah, in such case, yes.
So in the case study you showed earlier, the second case study, so you showed that there was a net income. And regarding the net income that you get to in the calculation, that is before tax.
Yes, it's before tax.
Thank you.
And this income, in this case, about 2.8 million. Mm. If you have this income annually, let me calculate your income tax. If so, your income is landing this bracket. Yeah, if so, 2.8 million and by 10%, and you can deduct Cuman.
But that would be in the case of a non-tax resident. If you are a tax resident,
it's same.
Add to your income.
So
if you are a tax resident. Let's say you're in a case where you purchased a property under your name. So this rental income will add to your personal income.
Yeah, yeah, personal salary income. Yeah.
So that's where there might be a play with incorporation at this point, depending which bracket you are.
Incorporated?
Yes.
If you set up the corporate and you invest through the company, the rental income is calculated as corporate income. Yeah, corporate tax income. And corporate tax, today I didn't mention any corporate tax, but the corporate tax is 15% up to 8 million Japanese yen, 8 million income. In this case, 50% apply. Over 8 million and 23% apply. But this tax rate is only for corporate national tax. You also need to pay local corporate tax if you set up corporate in Japan. And I think effective tax rate is 30% up to 8 million yen. And over 8 million, I think 34% is the effective tax rate for corporate in Japan. Yeah, local tax.
Sorry, just...
Thank you.
Sorry, just sneaking in a few questions from the streamers, if you don't mind. First question, for people who set up a company and invest in properties, when they pass away or if they don't have any... descendants, any children, is it relatively easy to then dissolve the company and close it down, or is it a very expensive, lengthy process?
In your case, inheritance.
Yes, so they don't have any inheritance, uh-huh. They don't have any children, uh-huh. They had a company invested in property and now they passed away, or they want to close the company. Is it easy to close down a company?
Yeah, I think it is. I think you can close the company, but it takes time and you need to ask the judicial scribe to close down. And now, I have a client to close the company now. As I see the fee estimate for the closing down is 250,000 yen for the legal cost. And I think if you close the company, you need to file the corporate tax return for the close year. And so, of course, you need to ask for the accountant, but I think it's not expense.
That's been our experience as well. And also, on the same topic, could you talk just a little bit? I know it can be a whole different presentation, but can you explain a little bit about inheritance tax and gift tax? How do those work?
I will explain in detail in the next session. Yeah. But the key point, Japan property is a Japan CITES asset. It is subject to Japan gift and inheritance tax if you gift this property, your children, or if you inherit this asset to your children. So, everybody, you live in Japan or not in Japan, but the donor, adoni, and heir need to file tax return and pay the gift and inheritance tax. And gift and inheritance tax is a very, very high tax rate applied. Maximum tax rate is 55%. Yeah, it's very crazy. And many Japanese people is bothering about the inheritance tax. So if you invest under your name, I think you need to consider about gift and inheritance tax as well. Yeah. I will introduce these tips in the next session. As you ask me, if you invest Japan reality via the corporate outside Japan, the corporate outside Japan is non-Japan CITES asset, even if the corporate invests to Japan property. If so, Japan non-Japan CITES asset is not subject to inheritance and gift tax for the people don't live in Japan. So,
if it is a Japanese corporation,
if you invest through Japan corporation is of course Japan CITES asset. You need to pay the inheritance gift tax if you get the Japan corporation. Yeah.
And same rate as the individual.
No. Same rate for inheritance tax and gift tax is applied.
Same rate for inheritance tax, even if it is shares of stocks versus property.
Tax rate is same, but how to calculate the value is not same. Yeah.
So I have a question. If I understand correctly, that what you just said is for a Japanese corporation, if it has a parent, U.S. 100% U.S. parent, in that case, there's no inheritance or gift tax because the shareholder is 100% U.S. entity. Is that correct?
Yes, correct.
Okay. Another question is that if I'm a person owning 100% in the Japanese corporation, is it typical to something to do that I gave away 5% of my share to my whoever inherited person is, give away 5% each year, and until I give away 100%, is that a typical way to avoid inheritance and gift tax?
If you have time to do that, I think this is a typical way to save the to escape from the highest tax rate. Yeah.
So 5% each year, right? That's a typical.
It depends on the case. If the donor is still young, I think you can do it over the 50 years. Yeah. It depends on the case. Yeah.
Got it. Thank you.
So we just had a discussion at the moment about the shareholding structure and how you can avoid a high tax bracket by giving part of the share of the company. But I guess it depends on the type of incorporation that you have. Because with a KK, you have a shareholding structure. With a board of director, with a JK, do you have the same kind of system? Yeah, so we talked about shareholding and giving like some percentage of the shareholders.
Is it possible to give away 5% or whatever it is every year if it's a KK?
For the KK share? Yeah, of course, you can.
But with a JK or a Kyojin Jigyo, for example. Kyojin Jigyo, that's not possible, but...
GK, in, for Japan tax purpose, you can 5% of the partnership share. Yeah. But GK is not new, but GK don't have good enough of, And almost Japanese people choose KK, and I thought it means there are some gray area for GK. Yeah, and we answer if you want to gift 5% each for year, I recommend you to change your corporate status from GK to KK. It can be possible. So, I think it is more, stable. Yeah.
All right.
And that will be the last question. But Daigo-san will be back after the break of the fourth one.
So, my question is, back in the U.S., there's a concept called a 1031 exchange. I'm sure many people here are familiar with that. Does such a concept exist in Japan such that you can defer capital gains through supposed like-kind exchanges and so forth?
Capital gain? Different from Japan and U.S.? No? If you sell, the purchase amount is the historical investment amount. But if you gift it, the investment your acquisition cost should be inherited, not step up for the gift and inheritance stage.
Nothing to do with the inheritance, nothing to do with gift.
It's just I sell my residence to buy another residence.
Another residence?
Because I am buying a home, I do not have to pay. I have to defer.
Capital gain?
Yeah. Okay.
What they mean is when they sell a property and buy another property, instead of claiming that purchase as income, they can say it's immediately going to another purchase.
There is no changing rule, but for the property, for the residential use, there are many special tax deduction, tax exemption for residential purpose. So if for one case, if I have a property and I will sell and buy new one, in this case, for my main residence, 30 million Japanese yen is tax-free. So 3,000 yen is tax-free, and some exemption will be applied depend on the case if you sell and buy a new property for your residential purpose. Yeah, but investment purpose, I don't think there is no special rules. Yeah, in such case.
Can I ask one last question? When you sell a property and it is an investment property, are there additional taxes aside from the capital gains? For example, in other countries, you have to pay VAT on the sale of an investment property. Is this the case in Japan?
Only capital gain tax is applied. So I think no other tax. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.